Good afternoon. Thank you all for coming. As you know, the other side has made various statements and given interviews to the press. Given the circumstances, I felt it necessary to respond, especially since today we learned what I consider to be game-changing information, and I want to share it with you. I'd be remiss if I didn't say that, unfortunately, the level of discourse in this lawsuit has been very low. It's the product of the complaint, and it's something I've had to respond to. It's not something I feel comfortable with. Previously, as you know, false allegations were brought against the mayor when he was pushing the Marriage Equality Act. They were found to be false by law enforcement and not worthy of being published by the Seattle Times. These accusers were aligned with a virulent anti-gay organization. And now, on the cusp of a mayoral election, we have allegations dating back 30 years. But we have to understand what the heart of the accuser's allegation is. It's the detailing of Mayor Murray's private anatomy. Sure, addresses and phone numbers are publicly available, not important, but this is the heart of the allegation. This morning, Mayor Murray submitted to a physical examination by his doctor at the polyclinic. There was found to be no mole or bump in his private anatomy as alleged by the accuser. In fact, I'll just read for what he said. No dermatological lesions such as mole, freckle, or keratosis present. That was the conclusion. In 2015, on a normal exam, finding of no abnormalities in that area. This is game changing. This is the heart of the allegations, and they're false. The complaint is meritless and now proven to be as such. There's no air in that balloon anymore. In fact, if you think about it, the accuser provided false information to his own lawyers, who relied on that false information in drafting the complaint. He has absolutely no credibility, and the case should be dropped, and ask his lawyers, now that they know, to drop the complaint. Lastly, I want to say, I have deep respect for the press. You do a great job, and it's a hard job. But I will say, in my view, the Seattle Times rushed to publish this story without giving us a chance to debunk it was extraordinarily unfair to the mayor. He's in the midst of a mayoral campaign, and trying to put the feathers back in that pillow was going to be very difficult. But the reality is, based on facts, not allegations, there is no credibility to that story. Thank you. Lastly, I do have copies of the relevant portions of the exam today. What has been deleted are things that are irrelevant, medication and stuff, and I'm happy to pass those out so there's no issue as to the veracity of what I'm saying. Thank you for coming tonight. Thanks.
Is the current accuser aligned with anti-gay causes, or just the two in the past that you're talking about?
We don't know who the current accuser is. I believe we'll find that out, but it'd be premature to say. I do think it's not coincidental, the timing of this, the fact that the complaint alleges the defendant as, quote, Mayor Ed Murray, not Ed Murray, and there are other issues there. So I'm not willing to say at this point, but certainly there's some questions there. The medical report itself says there was no surgical removal. So that is not an issue and has been dealt with by the medical report.
Why is this considered to be dispositive? I mean, if this accusation had come out and not had the specific details in it, why is this the crux of the case?
There's nothing left in the complaint. This is the only thing. This is the heart of the case. This is what they were pushing at. What does he have left? That this accuser knows his phone number? Would you say that someone knows your phone number from 20 years ago? It's proof of illicit sex that you've engaged in? I don't think so. I mean, let's be honest about this. And let's be fair to the mayor.
What about the apartment description for you?
Same thing. If someone described your apartment from 20 years ago, would you agree that you committed illicit sex with that person? I mean, really. The heart of this complaint and why this allegation was put in the complaint was because it is so private. I've been doing this for 30 years, okay? I understand why lawyers do things. This was the fingerprint, okay? This is why it was put in, and it's false. There's no other way around it. The mayor has been put under unfair allegations, and he should move on, run the city, and go forth. Listen.
Should we take this as you not planning on settling?
They should drop the case. You know, if a client comes to me and tells me false information, I got concerns. Love to answer more questions. I actually have a family event tonight I have to go to, but here are copies for each of you of today's relevant portion of the medical exam.
And how long has the doctor been the mayor's doctor?
Year, a few years, and it's his regular doctor.
Would you be willing to have him examined by perhaps a doctor for the PH pointer?
I would hope it doesn't come to that. I would hope this would be credible enough, but I'm not against a fair analysis by a doctor. The judge ordered it. But what's
the
point?
The doctor that neither side knows, perhaps.
Doesn't bother me one bit.
Can you speak to the complaints raised by other alleged victims?
They've been completely debunked. That's what I can speak to. I'm going to leave these up here. I appreciate you all coming in.
You will.
I got you.